15 minutes later, the Nokomis came into view, but Gilly kept his binoculars trained on it.
Bigger than I thought it'd be.
Yeah. We're gonna scratch her pretty paint if we don't come in just right. Looks like it's lower in the stern. And Jesus, the bilges are spraying out a ton of water.
Taking on a bit of water, the captain said.
Well, it's a big ship. Big ships don't go down easy.
As long as we have a few hours for you to work your magic, Gil, we'll be fine too.
There's crowds of people on the deck.
What are they doing up there?
Looks like they're showing how the lifeboats are launched.
Great. We're coming alongside, Nokomis. Send down a rope.
Ryan swung the bow around so it was facing into the waves, then put the transmission in reverse to feather them alongside the Nokomis. The deckway was about 5 feet above the flybridge. Gilly moved to the starboard side and dropped down a line of inflatable bumpers to keep the two hulls from touching.
Water's as calm as it's been since we left the marina.
Thank God we're on the leeward side. Tangle Blue is in your starboard, Nokomis. Toss a rope over and we'll hook up.
Gilly quickly looped the rope around the cleat aft of the captain's chair, then ran the length of the boat to tie the rope around the stern cleat. He had 20 feet of rope left, which he threw back up to the Nokomis's deckway. A moment later, the rope was pulled tight, the Tangled Blue bumping lightly alongside the Nokomis. Gilly was already shrugging on his backpack.
We're gonna make it.
You bet your...
A wall of water washed over Gilly, sending him against the gunwales. Underneath the water was a huge head with massive jaws. It swung from side to side like a battering ram, smashing into the hull and then thrashing from side to side, ripping the boat apart from the inside out. Brian could see a tail lashing at the surface many yards away. The back half of the Tangled Blue went under, sending water rushing up the tilted deck, flooding over Brian's boots and pouring into the cuddy. Gilly was cornered, the high flanks of the Nokomis blocking his retreat.
The rope, Gil! Climb the rope!
Gilly leaped for the stern mooring rope, which had broken loose from the impact. He caught it and clenched his feet around it, beginning to worm his way upward. The beast smashed into the hull again, and the back half of the Tangled Blue was ripped free. Released from the weight of the engines, the front of the boat slapped back down onto the water. Almost immediately, it began to fill with water and list to one side, held in place only by the stern mooring line.
Wells!
Help me!
The cuddy was already almost submerged. The water was chest deep, and Wells was struggling to get out of his sleeping bag. His eyes were wide with panic, his left arm clawing at the zipper.
I got you.
Brian unzipped the sleeping bag, then grabbed Wells in a loose headlock. The stairs had turned into a surging waterfall. Something barred his path, and he looked down in the water. The old Ithaca flare gun had fallen loose from its clips and was leaning across the stairwell. He slung the strap over his shoulder and pushed Wells onto the deck.
Come on, Wells. I'm not letting you go now.
The Tangled Blue was nearly swamped, held afloat only by one strained rope. The foam insulation blown into its cavity had been shredded under the assault, and the water was covered with the sheen of fuel and smashed pieces of fiberglass. The top of the flybridge was almost level with the deck on the Nokomis.
If we can get up there, we can jump to safety. You with me, Wells?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm right behind you.
He pushed Wells up the first couple rungs and began to follow.
Oh, shit!
The creature was just off the stern, partially hidden by the distortion of the rainbow-colored sheen. The two huge nostrils broke the surface, followed by the eyes. Brilliant green and containing an awareness Brian had never seen in a fish or sea creature before. It was striped in long, jagged lines that looked like the sea's surface on days when the clouds raced across the sun. The jaws began to open. Above Brian, Wells stumbled across the Tangled Blue's flybridge to the larger ship. Wells held up his arms, and Gilly and another deckhand yanked him over the railing and onto the deck of the Nokomis. Brian was still only a quarter way up the flybridge ladder.
Climb! Jesus, Brian, climb!
Brian shrugged the shotgun off his shoulder. He hooked an ankle around the ladder. It was close now, its jaws open in a parody of a grin. It was enormous, like nothing Brian had ever seen before. Like nothing anybody had ever seen before. The teeth were enormous and curved obscenely, the backsides cruelly barbed.
What the hell are you doing?
Leave it be!
Goddammit!
Get up here!
The beast moved closer. A crazy thought was running through Brian, repeating over and over in his mind. The idea that this creature wanted to sink those barbed teeth into the last member of the Hawkinses, wanted to drag him down to join his wife and child. Surged out of the water, jaws open wide. Brian held the shotgun to his shoulder.
Here.
The flares lodged in the corner of its eye. The creature continued toward him, massive jaws opening and opening and opening.
Brian!
And then Brian was inside the shadow of those massive jaws as they began to close. And he was falling away, even as the jaws closed above him, blocking out the dim light of the morning sky.